President Clinton is scheduled to go on a three-day campaign trip this week, visiting Missouri, Colorado, Arizona, and California. Since taking office, the president has been to California more than two dozen times. The state has 54 electoral votes, one-fifth of the total needed to win the presidency. Most polls still show Clinton with a strong lead over Republican challenger Bob Dole.
Dole is also campaigning this week after taking a day off Sunday. Today, he has been in Georgia and Florida. In Fayetteville, Georgia, south of Atlanta, Dole focused on his economic plan, which includes a 15% income tax cut and a 50% cut in capital gains taxes. He dismissed those who say the plan would worsen the country's fiscal problems. It won't blow a hole in the deficit, he said. It will blow a hole in President Clinton's lead.
The Dole campaign also distributed a statement today that was critical of President Clinton's policy in Iraq. It said reports of executions of U.S.-backed opposition members and the entrenchment of Iraqi troops around the Kurdish city of Erbil raise questions about whether the administration's strategy has advanced U.S. interests in the region. Dole's two-day trip to the South will also take him to Louisiana and Tennessee. Later in the week, he'll head back to the Midwest.
During this political season, we'll be broadcasting excerpts from the candidates' stump speeches, Republican, Democratic, and third-party candidates, as they set out their positions on the major issues. Last week, on Labor Day, Bob Dole kicked off his campaign at a rally in St. Louis. Here now is an extended excerpt from that speech.
My friends, this election's about two different visions of America's futures. As Jack said, our opponents, and they are our opponents, they're not our enemies, offer an old-style liberal vision that puts government first. And Jack Kemp and I offer an optimistic, future-oriented vision that puts the American people first. That's the difference. That's the key dividing line in this campaign. They believe in government, and we believe in you. We believe the people. We trust the people of the United States. We trust the people in Missouri. And sometimes it seems... You're going to get him. Thank you. And I want you, and I want you. And sometimes it seems that our opponents have a million little plans for how government can dictate to the American people what it thinks is best. Now, Jack Kemp and I have one big plan, just like this big arch, one big plan. Give American families back more of their hard-earned money because we believe the people can run their own lives better than any government bureaucracy ever can or ever will. And let's talk a moment about the people our country salutes every year on Labor Day. The ones who get up every day, day after day, and give their best for their families and for their communities and for their jobs and for America. They put in their time in the mines and the mills and the factories and the fields and the offices and the stores and the hotels and the restaurants and the construction sites, the roadbeds, the cabs, the ships, and the airplanes. They are the people who make America what it is. They are everyday heroes of our national life, and I'm proud to salute working people all across America today. They are the workers of America. Thank you. And they are the workers of America, the best workers in the entire world, make no mistake about it. And Jack Kemp and I believe it's time to give a break to every American who works and every American who pays taxes in America. That's what this campaign is all about. We're going to do what Republican governors have done all across America. It didn't happen in Missouri, but Republican governors have done all across America. We're going to balance the budget and cut taxes at the same time, and it's going to be done. And there are at least three good reasons to cut taxes. Number one is today a lot of two-earner families. One parent works full-time for the family, while the other works full-time for the government to pay the taxes. It should not be that way in the United States of America, and it will not be that way when Jack Kemp and I are in charge. And we believe that if both parents are working, it should be because they want to, not because they're forced to pay higher federal taxes year after year after year. The second reason to cut taxes is that it would be good for the economy. And our economy needs to be lifted up from the Clinton crunch of slow growth, stagnating incomes, decreasing wages, and job insecurity. We know tax cuts will lift the economy because that was proven by a great president who carried this state twice. President Ronald Reagan proved it in the past. He gave us the largest tax cut in history, and Jack Kemp and I worked with him to get the job done, and we're going to do it again. What did that tax cut do? It brought fast growth, millions of new jobs, and the longest peacetime expansion in the economy we've ever had under President Ronald Reagan. And that's not Bob Dole talking. In a recent poll of 700 economists, more than 80% of them agreed that the Reagan tax cut increased the nation's economic growth in the 1980s. And I'm here to say we can do it again, and we will do it again in the Dole-Kemp administration. And even former President Clinton will get the tax cut when he's gone. The third reason to cut taxes is very simple. The typical family now pays more in taxes than on food, clothing, and shelter combined. And our country hasn't had a tax cut in 10 years, and you've waited long enough, and you're going to get one starting next year. When Jack Kemp and I elected, the wait will be over. We're going to cut taxes 15% across the board. We're going to have a $500 per child tax credit for children under 18. We're going to create more jobs and more opportunities by cutting the capital gains rate right in two, 50% slash right up front. We're going to repeal Clinton's 1993 tax on senior citizens on Social Security benefits. We're going to repeal that tax. And we'll have estate tax reform, so after you've worked all your life and your family's worked, your children work, you don't have to sell half your farm or half your business to pay the estate taxes in the United States of America. And it will not stop there. After we've cut taxes, we won't be satisfied until we have a fairer, flatter, simpler tax, and until we end the IRS as we know it today. Sometimes I think that if our opponents had their way, our money would come off the presses with the return address of the IRS printed right on it. They want it all. They say what's theirs is theirs and what's yours they're going to go after. That's the other side. That's what they believe in. So it's time to downsize the IRS and upsize the amount of money Americans can keep for themselves, for their families, and their children. And my opponent the other day, I think it was President Clinton, said the other day that the Dole-Kemp plan cuts taxes people who, quote, don't need it. Anybody here doesn't want a tax cut, please raise your hand. We'll try to single you out. No. Everybody needs it? All right. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Now, candidate Clinton came out here in 1992, and what do you tell a crowd? You never had a crowd this big, but what do you tell the people who showed up? He said, the centerpiece in my first term will be a middle-class tax cut. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened? Now he says he's going to have selected tax cuts. Do you believe him this time? Now, maybe that's why he broke his promise to cut taxes for the middle class. He just decided that you did not need it. Isn't that nice of him to make that decision? He's right about that, but he's forgetting something Jack Kemp and I will never, ever forget. It's not the government's money. It's your money. You should not have to apologize for wanting to keep more of what you earn. The government should apologize for taking too much of what you earn. That's the way it ought to work, and that's the way it will work. And our economic growth plan comes with the most detailed accounting of how to cut taxes and balance the budget of any presidential campaign in history, because I won't make a promise unless I know I can keep it, and I can keep it. And Kit and John are going to help me keep it, and we're going to get it done. And it's not very complicated. It's not very complicated. Thank you. Let me say, think about that. Dole Kemp. Two four-letter words you can teach your children. Dole Kemp. And your grandchildren. Now, let me get back. We're not talking nuclear physics here. We're talking Nobel Prizes. Three of the world's most famous and respected Nobel Prize-winning economists have endorsed our plan. They said it would work and would be good for the economy. They wouldn't have stood with me and spoken out unless they knew it could be done. The simple fact is that with today's pro-growth Republican Congress, balancing the budget and cutting taxes is just a matter of presidential will. If you have it, you can do it. I have it, and I will do it, my friends.
Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole speaking at a rally last week in St. Louis.